Dealing with burnout made easy. How to deal with burnout, overcome depression, anxiety, and stress. Step-by-step guide to improved mental health, resilience, and happiness. Bonus, guided meditations and relaxation exercises. Publisher, Simply Healthy. Author, Kevin Cocott. Narrator, Kevin Cocott. Diseases triggered by persistent stress are amongst the most severe forms of illness in the world today. Burnout, being burned out or exhausted, is one of them and affects about 20% of the population in its various manifestations and degrees of severity. The World Health Organization classifies stress as one of the greatest health threats of the 21st century. At the same time, the public and media attention on the term burnout shows the considerable need for information in our society. The thinking, the feeling, the body, the social relationships, the entire life are impaired. Despite its enormous importance, burnout is often recognized too late or treated inadequately. Burnout is a risk factor for the occurrence of other serious common diseases such as depression, heart attack, stroke, osteoporosis, and diabetes. Burnout shortens life expectancy if left untreated. It is therefore important to support the people that suffer from burnout individually, sustainable, and with a scientifically based therapy. It is important to mention burnout is curable and it is not a failure or just a weakness of will. The progress made in recent years provide a new and more comprehensive picture of the treatment options for burnout and its secondary condition, stress or exhaustion depression. Does the diagnosis of burnout even exist? While most people understand something by the term burnout, officially, it is not clear at all what exactly is meant by it. When a doctor, psychologist, or psychotherapist makes a diagnosis, he or she bases it on the International Classification of Diseases and Related Health Problems, ICD. At the moment, there is already the 10th version of it, the ICD-10. In the ICD-10, burnout falls under the so-called additional diagnosis. More precisely, it falls into the category of problems related to difficulties in coping with life. The explanation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?